everyone, and welcome to the September edition of Insights on Social Connections. I'm Frank Stecky, filling in this month for the otherwise occupied Jim Feeney. And with me today is my co-host Connie Newman, Executive Director of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. You know, when it comes to talking about social connections and social prescribing, one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle is the Senior Resource Finder and Senior Resource Coordinators, or SRFs or SRCs. SRCs are at the front line of senior inquiries, helping older Manitobans navigate the waters and letting them know what resources are available to help them live their best lives. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is senior resource coordinators. Our guest today is Brenda Tun. She's a former senior resource coordinator herself and now an advisor to the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. And she's going to let us know what senior resource coordinators do, how they go about doing it, and how you can use them as a valuable asset to get the most out of your life. So whether you're here in Winnipeg, elsewhere in Manitoba, we invite you to stay with us for the next hour as we explore the role and the value of senior resource coordinators here on Insights on Social Connections. We'll be back in a few minutes, and you're listening to CJNU 93.7 FM.
CJNU welcomes our host sponsor, the CAA Manitoba Travel Expo, happening Tuesday, October 1st from 3 till 7 p.m. at the Victoria in Winnipeg. Whether you're planning your next winter week of fun in the sun or booking the trip of a lifetime, you'll find it all at the free CAA Manitoba Travel Expo. From cruise lines and tour operators to rail and adventure specialists, the biggest names in travel will be there to answer any questions you may have. It's your chance to consult with experienced CAA travel experts who can help you plan and book your next trip, ensuring every detail is looked after. The Travel Expo is open to CAA members and non-members. And if you register in advance, you'll have the chance to win some great prizes just for attending. The CAA Manitoba Travel Expo, happening Tuesday, October 1st, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Victoria in Winnipeg. Learn more by visiting caamanitoba.com/expo.
Welcome back to CJNU 93.7 FM. It's Insights on Social Connections, and I'm your host today, Frank Stecky, filling in for Jim Feeney. In the studio with me, my co-host, Connie Newman, the Executive Director of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. Connie, welcome back to the show again this month.
Great to be here, Frank.
So tell us all about social prescribing and everything involved in that. Well, let's sort of reintroduce that term to everybody before we get into the rest of the program.
Absolutely. We as patients out in the community usually go to a family physician for an ailment of some sort. Social prescribing gives the family physician, the family doctor, the nurse practitioner a referral form or a tool to connect the patient to community resources, which is very important. It's something different than a pill, a medical prescription. It's a community prescription where the doctor can refer the patient to a community support. Could be all kinds of different assets that are in the local community that will help his or her patient.
Yeah, so it's a fairly new concept, isn't it? It's been done before where doctors have told their patients, listen, you know, you should get out a little more, you should talk to people, but it's never been taken to this length where they're actually involving and almost like you said, referring patients to senior resource finders and senior resource coordinators and putting the two of them together. It's fairly new, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's been around worldwide for about 4 to 5 years. United Nations World Health Organization very much has put together packages, promote all of that type of stuff. In Canada, there are several provinces that are on the pathway today of social prescribing, connecting health care to community care. And to me, that's huge. It takes a whole community to look after its residents.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the World Health Organization, or WHO, as they're often referred to. They have actually said the lack of senior social connecting and senior prescribing is a world pandemic for seniors. They've actually labeled it as that because it does have such an effect on people when they don't get out and socially connect with their peer group and get out and connect with other people in the community.
Well, and that's a lot of what MASC is doing with CJNU. For a lot of the things we bring to listeners, social connections is a determinant of one's health. Doctors know that. We all know that. How do we keep people connected in their own community? And our senior resource coordinators are a function of being able to do that. And when we go to the doctor, if we're given a prescription, we tend to follow it.
Exactly. And that's a good place for us to segue here and bring in Brenda Tun. Brenda is a former senior resource coordinator, easy for me to say, in rural Manitoba. And she's now a consultant with the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. And Brenda, welcome to Insights on Social Connections.
Great. Thanks for having me, Frank.
So we were talking, and senior resource coordinators, senior resource finders, I think is what they're called here in Winnipeg, two different titles. But is there really a big distinction between the two?
Essentially, they're the same. It's just a different term, so that when you are sourcing supports, that Winnipeg is called finders and rural Manitoba are coordinators.
When it comes to the, we'll just call them for the ease of the show, we'll call them senior resource coordinators instead of going back and forth between the two, or SRCs, we'll say, just so people know what we're talking about. But when it comes to SRCs, again, you are a former coordinator yourself. Take us through what exactly a senior resource coordinator will do for somebody when they connect with them.
Senior resource coordinators are sort of the heart of communities, especially those in rural Manitoba that are quite small and remote. We don't have access to services immediately or within our geographic location. So what a resource coordinator does is use their ingenuity to bring closer to the residents in their communities services that will help them stay at home longer and as safely as long as possible. They are very adept in finding ways into bringing services, utilizing volunteers, utilizing the technology to bring in speakers. They are just really important in letting people know what services are available and how they can be assisted.
When did you transition? When did you switch your role from coordinator to an advisor with MASC? So when were you last working as a senior resource coordinator?
So I've worked with MASC for about 12 years, and I transitioned out of my resource coordinator position just 2 or 3 years ago, I believe, and I had held that position for 20 years.
As a coordinator, especially because you worked in rural Manitoba is where you did that, you covered a large area, because obviously there's not as many coordinators, one would not think, in rural Manitoba as there are in Winnipeg. What are some of the challenges you would find as a coordinator working in rural Manitoba?
One of the big challenges in rural Manitoba is transportation, because often our physicians and our specialists, they're all involve a transport somewhere. And so transportation was huge. So to source volunteer drivers was a challenge. And fee for service providers were also something that we looked after finding, because often an older adult needs help with garden work, yard work. And so basically you can think of a seniors resource coordinator as filling the gaps where home care can't provide service. Seniors resource coordinators are there to fill the gaps that home care can't provide.
Brenda, when it comes to senior resource coordinators, especially in rural Manitoba, I know here in Winnipeg it's a fairly easy or easier for people because they just can stop into any senior community center someplace. But in rural Manitoba, you may be like 10 miles away from your nearest neighbor. How do you go about finding a senior resource coordinator in rural Manitoba?
Well, if you're in rural Manitoba and you have a resource coordinator, I suggest you look to your billboards. I suggest you look to online platforms for your community, because very often the seniors resource coordinator is active in community, recruiting volunteers, offering social participation activities. But if you aren't able to find one that way, a good way to look and find out who your nearest resource coordinator is connecting with 211.
Yeah, 211 is a wonderful resource, isn't it? It can handle so many different things. And again, 211, you can call from rural Manitoba, you can call from Winnipeg, you can call from Brandon, any place, 211, and they'll give you all the information you need. Go back to Connie Newman. We'll bring you back in, Connie, to the conversation. Don't want you to feel left out. How many senior resource coordinators are there in rural Manitoba?
Throughout Manitoba, there are 120 funded senior resource coordinators.
And that's a thing. That's an important distinction. Senior resource coordinators are not volunteer positions. They are funded positions. These people work on behalf of seniors. They get paid to do so. Who does the funding? That's the big question.
Well, now I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I think that's an important piece of all of this. Manitoba Health, to the five regional health authorities, provides service purchase agreements to volunteer board of directors generally to hire and assess, evaluate senior resource coordinator positions. Those service purchase agreements today with a number of older adults in community are very, very important. We need to encourage our government to continue funding these positions because senior resource coordinators are keeping older adults in community with appropriate non-medical supports. And I also need to add, senior resource coordinators, they're the ones that maybe could find you a walker, maybe could find you another assistive device locally to keep you moving in your local community.
Senior resource coordinators, so important to older adults in Manitoba. And we're going to expand a little more on the role of senior resource coordinators, what they do, how they help you potentially live your best life, how they help you potentially maybe work through some of the challenges in life that you might come up with. We're chatting today with Brenda Tun. She's an advisor to the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. And of course, my co-host today, Connie Newman, the executive director of MASC, the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. I'm your host today. My name is Frank Stecky. We'll be back in a few minutes' time. You're listening to Insights on Social Connections here on CJNU 93.7 FM.
Okay. that's the way it must be. Okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me?
Are your friend on the radio, CJNU 93.7 FM.
Wednesday, September the 25th, and it is the September edition of Insight on Social Connections. How you doing? I'm Frank Stecky, filling in this month for Jim Feeney. Co-hosting today, Connie Newman here in studio with us, and our guest, Brenda Tun, an advisor to the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and formerly a senior resource coordinator in rural Manitoba. And that's what we're talking about today, is senior resource coordinators, SRCs. And Brenda, let's get into the role of a senior resource coordinator. We touched on it a little bit in our first segment of the program, but what exactly do senior resource coordinators do, and how do they go about helping people connect with maybe different things that they might need in their life?
Thanks, Frank. Well, you used a word that I really like, and it's connect. I like to think a resource coordinator is a community connector. They're aware of services in the area that they can refer an older adult to for supports. They are integral in the community by being aware of what services are around and what can be accessed. And often a resource coordinator will develop a service in conjunction with another partner. They're very adept at networking and being resourceful. They play a key role in keeping people at home comfortably for as long as possible. I like to think of them as caring for the heart of their community. They go above and beyond many times than they're mandated to make people in their community comfortable, happy, and then give them opportunities to live an engaged life.
Yeah, they're you know, the way you're describing, they're almost like guardian angels.
They
take care of you, and they kind of watch over you and that. But the thing is, you have to make the first move as a senior, as an older adult here in Manitoba. Senior resource coordinators don't go around seeking out people to help. You have to reach out for help first, I think, is a big thing. I mean, sometimes they do. If they see somebody that they know is in need of help, they may approach them and say, listen, I can help you with this. I'm a senior resource coordinator. But especially in rural Manitoba, I think 9 times out of 10, seniors need to be the ones who do the reaching out and find. And that's an important thing that we need to talk about, is finding a coordinator, because you need to find a coordinator before you need a coordinator. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize. Connie.
And that is part of social prescribing. Senior resource coordinators have been around for 25 plus years. Now, through our social prescribing movement, we are alerting family physicians, family doctors to connect to our senior resource coordinators throughout Manitoba.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very important. And that's the whole aspect behind the, like you mentioned, the social prescribing. So, Brenda, come back to you again, and we'll talk about this. You were actually telling us a story about a gentleman that you had worked with at one time when you were still a senior resource coordinator, and why it would have been so much easier, perhaps, if he had known about you and known about what was available to you before the situation. Relay the story, if you wouldn't mind.
I'll just give you a little background information. So the community that I come from is around 200 people, and I had been a resource coordinator for 15 years, and I put out all kinds of advertisements. I hosted events, but it came to light one day. A fellow had lost his wife and was a little lost and didn't know where to turn. Thankfully, through networking in the small town, he learned of me, and that he hadn't heard of me before, because there wasn't a need for me before. He was very self-sufficient. Him and his partner were able to travel and take care of business on their own, so to speak. But then he was left alone, and he did not know where to turn. And he needed help with everything from how to mail, put something in the mail, address an envelope. He loved to listen to music, and his computer wouldn't work one day. And I found out that the battery on his mouse was dead, so that he couldn't listen to his music. He couldn't click on his favorite links. So what I learned from that is that even though the service was there and I had been around for so long, people don't really pay attention until there is a need. So, and when I say people, I don't just mean older adults should be aware of their support coordinator and community, but younger family members or neighbors. If you know your support coordinator as well, you have that name to refer to someone that you find that may be in need.
That's also an important point. Thanks for bringing that up, Brenda, because, again, we've been mentioning, you know, older adults, seniors. But it's also really important if you've got a parent, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, somebody like that, that could benefit from a senior resource coordinator. If you get to know who that senior resource coordinator is, well, maybe, again, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, whatever, maybe they can't talk to the person like, you know, and say, well, I don't know what I need, but I need something. But maybe the younger person can get in touch and say, listen, you know, I was talking to my mom, I was talking to my dad, they really could use some help with blah, blah, blah. How do they go about it? Is there something that we could do, something that we can maybe, because, again, as a coordinator, you have access to more information than even that person does. So it's very important for everybody in a community, especially in rural Manitoba, but everybody in the community to get to know who their coordinator is. And that harkens back to what we talked about last segment about 211 and checking billboards and that, correct?
Correct. And if you know somebody that is in need of supports, I encourage you to get them to contact the resource coordinator on their own. And that'll open up the door for the resource coordinator to have a conversation with this person and figure out where their needs might be met and what can be done to help them. And I just wanted to add that I know when you hear the term senior support coordinator, it's often referred to people with a frailty that need assistance with adaptations in their home, with the need of walkers and other adaptive devices. But I really want to impress upon people that a seniors resource coordinator is also contributing to the wellness and the value of your social interactions in your community. So they are there to offer supports for the well people, to give them opportunities to volunteer, to integrate them into the community. So they are a real connector, and they are what helps keep communities vibrant and caring for one another.
Yeah, because you may be an individual who has time on your hands and you want to go and, again, we keep harkening back to the rural aspect of things, but, I mean, it works as well for here in the city. But in rural areas, if, again, you're out in the middle of a field someplace is where your home is and that's you're not near anybody, maybe there's a volunteer who wants to come and visit with you and, I don't know, play cribbage with you once a week or something like that and have a coffee on a Wednesday afternoon, and that's your social connection. Or maybe, again, you need something. Maybe you cannot care for your house any longer, or maybe you need help with lawn cutting or snow clearing or things like that. Resource coordinators can help you get in touch with people that do that kind of service, correct?
That's correct. They often have a list of fee-for-service providers that are vetted through a system that they can refer older adults to, or those that are suffering from a disability or living with a disability, rather. They have often have fee-for-service providers that they can refer to for yard maintenance, for housekeeping, and even transportation. We have many resource coordinators have vetted volunteer drivers that they can recommend take people to appointments or just for grocery shopping.
Yeah, and again, that word, you used it twice in that answer, and I think it's really important for people to realize that, vetted. They don't just go and pick a name out of a phone book and say, well, give this guy a call. When a senior resource coordinator recommends somebody or says, here's a list of three people for you to choose from, each one of those people has been vetted already. They know that these are safe options for you to connect with and choose whoever you want to pick from, correct?
It's all about safety, yes. We would never want to put someone looking for a ride in harm's way. There is a vetting process for volunteers. And I'd just like to add, if you know a resource coordinator in your community, they would be so happy if you wanted to connect with them and say, I would love to be a volunteer driver. I would love to be able to offer fee-for-service services. You know what? Reach out to your resource coordinator, because as much as they love to help, they need your help too. They are very busy, very caring people. And if the community can reach out in any way to give them supports, to help them carry out services, you would be more than welcomed to connect with them.
Yeah. And again, we've also heard, and we should make the distinction when you used it a few times, fee for services. We mentioned about the senior resource coordinators. They're funded by the province or other organizations. But if they connect you with, you know, say they give you three options for lawn cutting. There's like this company. Whoever you hire, you are responsible for paying for them themselves. That is not paid for you. And that's what we mean by fee for service, just so that people know what the distinction is. So, Connie, the senior resource coordinator positions, you've been with MASC for a fair amount of time. Were they in place when you started with MASC already, or is this something that's only come up in the last, say, 25 years? How long have the senior resource coordinators been around?
I would say at least 25 years. It started way back before me getting involved with senior centers, senior resource coordinators. We often say they're the best kept secret.
Yeah.
They are the wellness connectors in community. And today there are more people over the age of 65 than there are 15-year-olds. And so we need to help an older person live in community the best they can, and senior resource coordinators are the people to do that.
Right. And you know, just hearkening back to that one story you were mentioning there, Brenda, about the gentleman who had lost his wife. Again, we can't emphasize it enough how important it is. Just like, you know, Connie, how you always talk about the ERIC kits.
Yes.
You know, the emergency response kits that people should have on their fridge just in case. It's also important, again, Brenda, you can make mention of it, about the fact that find out who your coordinator is before you need them.
Absolutely, yes. They are the source of information, often the heart of the community. They're often in the smaller areas. They become the hub of information. And just to touch on that, a resource coordinator has connections to provide information or connect you with information that you might need. If you have someone that is living with dementia, if you have someone living with arthritis, if you have someone living with any type of illness, your resource coordinator can connect you with the person that can help you.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking all about senior resource coordinators, senior resource finders. They're called finders in Winnipeg. They're called coordinators in rural Manitoba. Essentially, they do the exact same thing, maybe a little more coordinating in rural Manitoba, but still, they basically do the exact same thing. So whether you live in Winnipeg, whether you're listening to us today from someplace in rural Manitoba, it really doesn't matter. They're so, so important. Whether you are a senior yourself or whether you know a senior in your life that could benefit from their services, it is so important to get to know who your senior resource coordinator is for your area. Connect with them, get to know who they are, what they can do for you, and go from there. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and chat more. This is the September edition of Insights on Social Connections, and you're listening to CJNU 93.7 FM.
It seems to me I've heard that song before. You'll say that a lot and love it when you listen to CJNU 93.7 FM.
Welcome back to CJNU 93.7 FM. It is the September edition of Insights on Social Connections. I'm Frank Stecky, filling in this month for Jim Feeney, your normal host. And, of course, in studio with us, co-host Connie Newman, the Executive Director of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, and also advisor to MASC, Brenda Tan, who used to be, at one time, a Senior Resource Coordinator, and has transitioned from that position. But we're talking all about Senior Resource Coordinators. And, you know, something that just kind of dawned on me, Brenda, as far as a question is concerned, do you ever really stop being, once you've been a senior resource coordinator for as long as you were one, do you ever actually stop being one? Maybe you don't hold that position anymore, but is that still in you when you see a need that you reach out to people and you tell them about things that maybe are available to them?
Frank, I'm going to interrupt.
Yes.
Because she never stops.
I didn't think so. So
senior resource coordinators generally never stop. They're in their thought or in their brain. They're always thinking about who needs what support in their area. And I think that's a very important resource that people need to be aware of. There's 120 in Manitoba.
Exactly.
Those are best kept secrets.
They are.
We have 10, 11 positions in Winnipeg. And I would bet listeners don't know who their local resource coordinator is.
Exactly. 120 guardian angels in Manitoba that take care of our seniors, our older Manitobans. But you know what? So, you know, let's, Brenda, bring you back in here. Take us through a day in the life of a senior resource coordinator. Because again, you were one for about 15, 20 years. Take us through. Is there anything such as a typical day for one?
There is not a typical day for a resource coordinator. What you have planned to do in a day doesn't necessarily happen out that way. You can become an event planner one minute and the next minute a janitor. So it runs the gamut as the expectations or the, services that you do provide. Connie mentioned it really good. If there, a successful resource coordinator is somebody that genuinely cares, and genuinely wants to help people. So that's something that's right ingrained in them. So you never stop caring and you never stop wanting to help.
And the thing about a senior resource coordinator, especially again, when we're in rural Manitoba, we keep harkening back to that because that's where you're from. So that's why you have the best knowledge of that. You become such an integral part of the community, not just as a coordinator, but a lot of times senior resource coordinators will be on various boards. They'll be involved with this organization and this organization and this organization, so they can always keep their fingers on the pulse of what's going on and know about everything that's happening within the community that they serve, correct?
You're absolutely correct. When in my position as a resource coordinator, as a board member on palliative care, on a palliative care committee, I was part of a stakeholders group. I sat in on Age Friendly for the municipality. We are always interested in learning and networking, and we're actually often sought out as someone to be a part of a committee because we often have a lot of knowledge of community.
Yeah, and just out of curiosity, and I, you know, if you want to find, if not, I fully understand, but and don't mention any names, but anything stand out for you? Because I know you had mentioned earlier in the program about the fact that quite often senior resource coordinators will go above and beyond the scope of what they normally are expected of them in that. Anything stand out to you in your career, not necessarily that you've done, because we're not going to get you to blow your own horn here, but maybe another senior resource coordinator or something that you've heard about and it's like, wow, that is just amazing that they would do something like that for somebody.
Oh, wow. There are so many good news stories and heart-moving things that I've witnessed. I'm having trouble trying to pinpoint just one, but there are so many that will work on weekends when they're not supposed to. They don't, when they're not mandated to, but it's in their heart to go out and help somebody on a weekend that may be suffering from or in need of a ride or transportation. I know it's not part of their what they're mandated to do in their job description, but so many times a resource coordinator, like I said, it's a personality trait. It's the need to help, and it's very hard for them to say no.
Yeah. So, Connie, let me ask you. I mean, we talked about previous about the fee for services and that, where people that senior resource coordinators recommend are vetted. What is the process for somebody to become a senior resource coordinator? I'm not sure whether it's you, Connie, or whether it's you, Brenda, but who might be the one to answer this question? Is there a vetting process involved, and how do people go about, you know, if they're listening to what we're talking about today, how would somebody go about becoming a senior resource coordinator for an area?
The Regional Health Authority, we've got five regional health authorities in Manitoba. They provide funds to a local community board, senior resource councils. It's up to the senior resource council to post a position, and it's up to people in the community to apply for the position. Same as any other request for employment. The Resource Council Board of Directors generally are guided by the manager in the Regional Health Authority to hire the appropriate person. We are currently working with Northern Health in terms of social prescribing, and we are assisting them through the Regional Health Authority to hire someone in Flin Flon, the Paw, Cranberry Portage in the north to be a senior resource coordinator on the west side of the province in the north.
Yeah. Now, and what about, how can I put this properly, background? When it comes to like education and that, is there, if somebody is, say, you know, maybe a younger individual, I know there's no, you can't go to university and take a course to become a senior resource coordinator, but what are some of the things that maybe if somebody who's listening to us thinks to themselves, you know what, down the road, that sounds like something I'd like to do. What are some of the things education wise, or what are some of the things life experience wise, maybe that shapes a good senior resource coordinator, maybe some programs people could take to work themselves towards a position such as that?
Off the top of my head, I would say it's people skills and the ability to connect with people and the ability to find out ways, talk to other people, other stakeholders in the community. There's a variety of certifications, degrees in kinesiology, recreation studies, but it's the gamut. There's no one cookie cutter approach to what makes a good senior resource coordinator. And it all goes back to empathy for the older person, caring for the older person, and be able to talk to people and be able to listen to people.
Compassion, enthusiasm, all good traits of a resource coordinator, and well-connected in community, and more often than not, a self-starter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very good. And that becomes important in the whole gamut of who and what a senior resource coordinator does.
And I'm sure an abundance of patience as well.
Always. Always. We all have to have patience today. Doesn't matter what position we hold, because we're in a world, we got to be nice, we have to be kind, and senior resource coordinators are guardian angels we've talked about in
yes.
the community, and those are traits they all need to have.
Yeah.
And 99% of them do.
We are talking about senior resource coordinators, and it's Insights on Social Connections here on CJNU. This is the September edition of the show. We've got a few minutes left and a few minutes to chat about some other things as we continue on here. So I know one of your favorite topics, Connie, is ERIC kits.
And absolutely.
I'd like to bring that up either from yourself, Brenda, or from you, Connie. Let's talk about ERIC kits, because we haven't talked about them for a little while. So let's talk about ERIC kits for those who maybe aren't familiar with it. Whoever wants to take this one, What is an ERIKIT? It's an acronym, E-R-I-K. Go ahead.
Emergency Response Information Kit. It's a kit that you fill out and keep on your fridge. Paramedics and EMS are trained to look for this item should they come to your house due to a 911 call or another emergency call. They are trained to look at that. And inside that ERIKIT is your healthcare directive, is your current medications and medical condition, and help me out here, Connie, what else is in there?
Your patient advocate form. Who can help you connect within the healthcare world, I'm going to call it? That becomes an important, because many of us are living where our power of attorney are the other side of the world, and maybe you've got somebody in your local community that your friend and knows all about possibly the medications, who to call. That patient advocate form is so, so important.
And guess where you can get your ERIKIT from? Local resource coordinator.
I was just going to tie it back to that. If you want to get an ERIKIT, the senior resource coordinator is a great resource to get one of those. You can get them too. You can get them at here in Winnipeg at the senior centers, different places like that. And then I guess, like you said, Brenda, in rural areas, if there's a senior center that's close to you, you can. But if not, I'm sure you can get one through a senior resource coordinator.
Yes, a resource coordinator will actually help you fill it out if you need that kind of assistance as well, too.
There you go, going above and beyond, as we always say, those guardian agents.
And I'm going to, of course, Frank, interrupt again. There's a very good connection between senior resource coordinators and senior centers, active living centers. In most, just about all the communities, they're working in tandem, because the senior center is a place to hold meetings, gatherings, and a senior resource coordinator can go to the senior center and find a place to support activities, connect with older adults. So it's two aspects, looking after older adults.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it could be something as simple as, you know, say you live in a community, and well, and we mentioned this earlier in the hour, but you live in a community, maybe you live in a condominium complex, and every Wednesday afternoon you get together with three or four other people and you play cribbage, or maybe you have a small tournament with six or seven people or something like that. Well, maybe when you're doing that, you mention, hey, does everybody here have an ERIKIT? What's an ERIKIT? Well, that's when you get in touch with a senior resource coordinator and say, hey, listen, Wednesday afternoons, we do this from 1 till 3 o'clock. Would you mind coming by and explaining and bringing some ERIKITs with you? And it's a great way to help out other people who are in your community. That somebody can make that first step. And somebody, because when you've got a group of people, somebody is also always the social convener.
Absolutely.
Somebody always acts as the person who takes care of, hey, you guys want to go out for lunch? Do you want to do that? There's always that one person. That could be the one person who gets in touch with the social resource connector. So
I would like to put in a little plug here, too. In rural communities and in Winnipeg, there are positions called for cook coordinators and meal coordinators and supports in group living. And they are also positions that are funded through the RHA. These meal coordinators and cooks are very important in enhancing social connections, too. They not only are they providing nourishment, but they are in a position to communicate, to chit-chat, to offer volunteer opportunities. So a big shout-out to the meal coordinators in Manitoba as well, and as well as the tenant wellness coordinators and the SSGLs, the supports and group living. They make life a lot easier, more fun, more interactive in community, and often are very closely connected to the resource coordinators or finders in their respective communities.
So we've talked about ERIKITs. Here's another one. Do you know what ICE means? And I'm not talking about the cold stuff that's going to be coming up in a couple of months' time here in Winnipeg and Manitoba, but the acronym ICE, I-C-E. In case of emergency. That's what we're talking about. And I asked both of you, and Connie, you said yes, you
yes,
do.
Yes, I did.
I know I do. We're going to get Brenda to put hers in her phone. But on your cell phone, in your connections, you should always have under the connections ICE in capital letters. And what that means is you put in a person that in an emergency situation, if you're incapacitated, that's somebody that the paramedic or the firefighter or whomever knows they can call that person. and they can say, hey, we're in an emergency situation here. You're listed as the emergency contact person in their cell phone.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you all, in my case, my daughter spends a lot of time in Calgary. So my ICE person is my local neighbor. There's four of them living in that house. They're all over the age of 18, and they know when I call, I could be walking my dog out in the field, and if I've fallen, I need help, and that's where my ICE goes.
Yeah, and again, this goes into your phone in your contacts. Well, now you say, well, how do people get into my phone? Because it's blocked. It's got, well, again, if you have an error kit, maybe in that error kit, you put down the passcode for your phone so that somebody can go and go dee, 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 dee. Or you make sure you set your phone that they can use your face recognition, facial recognition, to unlock it, and they can get into your contacts. Now, the further question is, how do I do that? This is where a senior resource coordinator comes along. And a senior resource coordinator can connect you with somebody who can help you out with doing something like that.
Absolutely. And for some of our senior resource coordinators out there listening to this, I'm going to get you in touch with Frank, who's going to show you how to do it. It is easy. And please don't call Frank. God, I can be in trouble for that. It becomes important. It's another one of those tools, and we're always learning. Whether we're senior resource coordinator, tenant resource, all of those support positions in community will assist you. They may have to learn it, but we all need to continuing to learn. And my favorite tagline, knowledge is your personal power. So with the knowledge of ICE or the knowledge of ERIC kits or the knowledge of senior resource coordinators, it's up to you, the listener, to get connected.
Absolutely. So let's just bring it all back in again, because we've had a couple of laughs here the last few minutes, but let's bring it all back in. Brenda Tun, former senior resource coordinator, anybody listening wants to get in touch with somebody in their area, the best way for them to do it, please.
You can check on your local regional health authority website, call 211, or, how about calling Connie?
Yeah. Oh, there's
and then
be
it'll
trouble.
Get forwarded to me.
That's true. We on the MASC website, there is a contact form there that goes to both Brenda and I. And if you can get to that, the other piece is CJNU. You can always phone here, and if they will pass your message on to me and or Brenda if you're looking for information.
Sounds like a plan. Senior resource coordinators, we call them our guardian angels all program long, and that's exactly what they are, because they are here to help you. Take advantage of them. Learn who your senior resource coordinator is in your community. Whether you live here in Winnipeg and it's your senior community area that that you live in, or if you're in rural Manitoba, whoever it is that takes care of that for you. There's 120 of these people all throughout Manitoba. The list is expanding. As Connie mentioned, they're looking for somebody more up north yet. Take advantage of them. Find out who they are. Get their name. Get their number. You may not need them right now. You may have a wonderful, wonderful social group that you take that you work with and you know, keeps you all happy. But you never know when you're going to need them for an emergency situation, and that's when you're going to have that name and that number. So take care of it. It's all part of social prescribing. It's all part of being involved in your community and not being isolated. And with that, we're going to call it a wrap on the September show. Connie Newman, thank you as always for being our guest host today here on Insights on Social Connections.
We love coming here, Frank.
It's your third home.
That's right, it is.
And Brenda Tun, she's an advisor to the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, a former senior resource coordinator. Thanks for making the trek into the city and being a part of our show today.
Yeah, still a country girl, not a fan of downtown, but love visiting with you.
There we go. Coming up next month, October 30th, is going to be the next show for Insights on Social Connections, when Adam Glynn will be your guest host for that one. In the meantime, it's been wonderful being with you. Stay safe. Stay active, stay socially connected. And if you have any questions whatsoever, call 211, find out who they are, and get in touch with your senior resource coordinator. I'm Frank Stecky, and you have been listening to Insights on Social Connections here on CJNU 93.7 FM.